3 years ago, I wrote a song where a bunch of scary monsters left their games and got along to celebrate their Christmas Day with me. Well, what do you know? We're 3 years on. And since September, well, the comment sections begged me to go on to create a song to inflate the trilogy. Well, I thought last year I was abundantly clear when I said in the song that I was out of ideas. I'm done with it, fearfully festive, no, never again.
I'm not doing that.
Now you may say that I'm pretty despicable, but I made the first one just to be clickable. Now I'm sick of all the Christmas repetition and I'm bucking the trend. Well, there'll be no more harrowing caroling, there'll be no villains are trimming the tree, and I'm flat out of animatronics that I want to see while I'm having turkey. I just want the jingle of bells with all the hideous villains as well. This season I've seized my freedom to do something else, and while boys have been here properly trendy, I'm not going to send them a gift. I'm saying it's in the cryptids and kicking those miserable children right over the list. I just want to fizzle for once with all the monsters tagging along. If you wanted horror, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong song.
Hang on. No, no, hang on, that's a minor chord. No, no, we're not doing it. This is a normal, happy Christmas song. I'm not doing it. Please. Oh, God.
We hear sounds of celebration. We hear jingling of the bells. You forgot our invitations. We guess we'll invite ourselves. You'll see we've grown quite accustomed to your horror holidays. So worry now, you're stuck with us. You'll never. We spent the year locked up in here, expected to be scary. We'd never heard of Christmas cheer, we'd no cause to be merry. We never got a holiday until you came along. And we don't get a Christmas unless you write a song. No, we won't get a Christmas unless you write a song.
I've jacked in this fad, you can pack up your screens. I'm done with this madness, get back in that screen.
For one day a year we all get to be free. We won't let you mess with our festivities. Freddy and Chica are dressing the tree, but that garland might just be the neck of the teacher. Montgomery Gator keeps warm by the hearth, with Huggy Wuggy round his neck as a scarf. Whilst we're sure that turkey's the bird you'd prefer, the chef monkey serving a more murderous bird. Lady Dimitrescu pours the festive malt wine, where it's warm and it's red but tastes slightly fine. Oh, mama!
Oh, why won't you listen? I told you I'm done. All this repetition is simply not fun. I won't make another. That's final. I'm out.
Oh, don't kid yourself, Greg. You're writing it now. Crewmates bring gifts and cheer,
just like they did last year.
Whilst Mono inspects all the gifts round the tree, 956 is handing out ominous candy.
Well, I guess that's a nice change from 173. Oh, no, he's
dead. Unless you kill squirrels outside in the yard. And uses his camera to make Christmas cards. Teacher Charles is the most festive engine on rails, while Scranton's just hyped for the January sales.
Don't you think this is all getting a bit too meta?
Meta? I hardly know her. Wait a minute, that kind of works.
Sam's not at Christmas.
Swear I'm not ungrateful to all of my fans, but there's only so many of these I can stand. I love that you love them. I honestly do. But next year I'd quite like to do something new.
You can't help but buckle to audience pressure, so we'll get our Christmas forever and ever. We may all be terrors, but you can't escape it. The scariest monster's the one you created. Once you find it's easier if
very scary Christmas to all, and to all a good friend.